In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, there is an important question that we all should ask, but we must ask it properly. Today, we have an example of a man who does not ask it in the proper way, and he loses his soul because of it. It's the parable about the rich man who had a field that brought forth plentifully. And our Lord tells the story that after it brought forth so much, the rich man said, "What shall I do?" He had all this produce. What shall I do? The fathers, especially St. John Chrysostom, say that this question is asked by the rich or the poor. The rich say, "What shall I do with all of my goods? I have so much. I have to build bigger barns. I have to have more things, more toys, more land, more investments, more tax shelters." The rich is always saying, "What shall I do with all my things?" And the poor man is saying, "What shall I do? I don't know if I can have enough to eat tomorrow or the next day." So the rich or the poor are asking, "What shall I do?" And it's the wrong question. We should ask, but not that type of question. Because the Lord says that when the man asked that question, and then he answered it for himself, not asking God's help, for himself, "I'm going to tear down my barns, I'm going to build bigger ones, and then my soul can just eat, drink, and be merry, because I have so much." And of course, the Lord said to him, "Thou fool, today thy soul shall be required of you." And so he perished, and all of his things with him perished, because he didn't take any of the rich things that he had with him into death. And then he says to us as a warning, "So is he who layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." How could we be rich toward God? God has all things. God created everything. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. How can we be rich toward God? The fathers explain. You can be rich toward God if you trust that, if you empty yourself and you give everything away, you will still not lack the necessities. So whether you're rich or poor, you have no concern for material things, because material things will all go away. They're all temporary. They're all unstable, unreliable. But all you care about is spiritual things, which are permanent. In another place, the Lord speaks of those things and the spiritual things as moth and rust does not destroy. When we lay up treasure for ourselves in heaven, no one can take it from us. We used to tell our children all the time that every time that you did something kind to someone else, every time that you told the truth, every time that you were obedient, you were laying up treasure for yourself in heaven. And it's true. And sometimes we use the image of building a mansion. And every time you did something kind, good, obedient, you put more bricks in the wall of your mansion. But every time you did something disobedient and you lied, you didn't care about another person, you took bricks away. That's really happening, you know, in our lives right now. Now, if we are rich toward God, then we care only for spiritual things. That doesn't mean that we don't make sure that we eat and we don't buy toothpaste. It's not about pretending we don't have physical bodies that have needs. It is about perspective, about what is important. And so if we're rich toward God, we will ask this question, "What shall I do?" quite often, but it will be in a different context with a different idea behind it. We should ask, "What shall I do to do the will of God today? What shall I do to be kind to my brother today? What shall I do that will be according to the commandments today? That is the question you should ask, and you should ask it a lot. But not the question of how am I going to deal with my job that might be in peril, or what shall I do about these bills that I have that I can't pay? And you worry yourself about such things, and you forget that God will provide. And even if you become poor, if you are rich in your heart toward God, then you are truly rich. Now, how do you become rich toward God? A lot of times, these parables, they tell you important things that you should do or not do, but they don't really tell you how to do it. And I think that the how you do it is the most important part. And that's what the preacher should supply as often as possible. I shouldn't just say, be good. I should teach you how to be good. I shouldn't tell you, don't hate your brother. Teach you how not to hate your brother. And of course, the first thing there is the thing that most of you have heard, and I've told it to myself. If you have a problem with somebody, you pray for them. Now, how do we become rich toward God? Well, it is an effort. If you don't have the priority to become rich toward God, if this isn't why you're breathing air right now, then you're going to miss. You're just going to live your life, and you're just going to do your things. You might be a pretty decent person, but you won't be rich toward God. Being rich toward God is to meditate upon His commandments and to desire to follow them. That's why, by the way, I'm going through Psalm 118. Let's see, we've gone through the six verses so far. It's going to take us 3 years to get through the whole psalm. Because that is all about meditating on God's commandments to do them. Because they are the way of life. They are the way of happiness. They are the only thing that will supply us with a supply that will never be exhausted. And so you must every day make an effort to be a Christian. You know, really, and I fall into this sin too, but it's a bad sin that when we confess, we say, well, you know, I've been neglectful about my prayers. Have you been neglectful about breathing? About putting on clothing? About drinking water? I don't think so. That's really a terrible thing when we say that. That really shows that we're living just a material life. It should be a priority to say our prayers. And if we're not saying our prayers regularly, if we get bored with them, if we don't feel like going to church, if we fast irregularly, that shows that we're living materially. And the material life is all going away. No matter how much the world glorifies it and makes it appear to be enticing, it's going away. The only thing that will remain is the person you have become. And you must be a rich man. Absolutely. You must be rich toward God. Depending on God for all of the things you need and giving out of your substance to others. Especially praying for others. That's very, very important. If you are not on a regular basis, meaning daily, praying for your family, your loved ones, your pastor, the ones you don't love so much. If you're not praying for those people regularly, daily, then you are truly missing an opportunity to be rich toward God. All of us should do that. We express our love for one another by praying for one another. And if you don't do that, you really won't make progress in slaying that self-centeredness that all of us have. You must pray for others on a regular basis. And I will actually tell you a little bit about that after liturgy. I'm going to hand out a card as an example and give you some instruction about how to pray for others. It's very critically important. And that's part of being rich toward God. Casting your care to God for all things, for your loved ones, and like I said, for the ones that you don't love so much. They're even probably more important to pray for than your loved ones, because we must love everyone. And if we don't, we're certainly not rich toward God. So this parable tells us, it's easy to understand, that material things will not get us close to God, that we must be willing to give of our material substance to others. That's easy to discern. But the inner meaning of the parable is that we must work at discerning the things that are of God and the things that are of the world. We must value only the things of God. That's that question, what shall I do? If you don't ask that question many times a day, then you're sleepwalking. You've got to be asking that question. As a Christian, you must be making decisions all the time about the right way to act, the right things to say, the right things to feel and believe, the right things to do. You should be asking that question a lot. Of course, I don't mean literally, although you could. You could, as a mnemonic, when something tempts you, think, what shall I do? You can do that. But regardless of whether you say it in a conscious way or not, Christians are always making decisions, always valuing something, just as you would in a store where you compare, well, I want this for so many cents an ounce versus this for so many cents an ounce. Which one is the more valuable to me? You're making value judgments in a store. You should make value judgments with your soul. So brothers and sisters, ask this question, but ask it the right way. You know, our economy is not going to do well in the coming months and years. We're going to have problems. Are you worried about it? Okay, you can be a little worried about it. I'm concerned about it. You know what I'm doing? I'm praying more. Because I'm praying for you. Because I'm concerned. Because as the economy goes down, sometimes people's baser instincts come out. People become greedy. And people think of themselves and not of God. When actually, if you become poor, it's God's mercy showing you that those things are unimportant. Do you really think you go without food? Without a blanket? Don't be concerned about material things. But just to say that doesn't help us. Don't be worried. Okay, how do you not worry? You not worry by thinking of God, by becoming strong in your will. And that is a process of, and it takes time. If you're not reading the scriptures every day, you're also very much at risk to fall into the same things the world falls into. You got to be reading them, especially the gospels, especially the Psalter. The Psalter will really teach you what you should do. It asks that question in almost every psalm, and then it answers it. And you have to learn how to ask and answer that question. So may God help you to ask the question properly. What shall I do to follow the will of God? What shall I do to be kind to my brother? What shall I do to save my soul today? Not, what shall I do with all the goods that I have? Or, what shall I do to acquire more goods? May God bless you and help you to ask this question properly, because I'll tell you, your salvation does depend on how you ask this question. God bless you. Amen.